If you're telling me now the way we just dashen, that chatzoy talayla is midiraisa, that up until chatzoy talayla is a mitzvah, the piece of meat should be burning on the mizbech. It's only after chatzoy that the mitzvah true mazadeshen first starts. Abazoy heichi magdimon is a kasha. How come our Mishnah says that on the regolim, when it came to the time of the gimel regolim, then they used to do the true mazadeshen a little bit earlier? They would start after the first hashmorah balayla. After the first third of the night, they would start making the Trumas Hadeshen. So the kasher is, if Udashim, now the Pasuk Midiraisim, you can't do the Trumas Hadeshen before Chatzais, how were they allowed to do it on the Gimel Regolim earlier than Chatzais? The Moran says, El Omer Rav Yechanan, Mimashma Shenema Kol HaLayla. The Pasuk says, Taka Al Moikta Kol HaLayla, Ad HaBoika, the Pasuk says. It says, Al Moikta, the fire like should be burning Al Moikta on the Mizbeach, Kol HaLayla, Ad HaBoika. For the Gemara, any yadaya, don't I know, shu'at ha-boiker. Don't I know that kol ha-layla means it should be burning the whole night up until the morning? Why does the Pasuk say at ha-boiker? So we dashin, tein boiker le-bokroi shalayla. Make it a little bit earlier, the beginning, like when the dinner of the night ends. So the Pasuk says, al-moita, hi oila al-moita kol ha-layla at ha-boiker. That the fire should be burning the whole night up until the morning. So the question is, what does it have to say up until the morning for Pshita? If it says the whole night means until the morning. So why does it say Ad HaBoike for? So the Darshan now, Tein Boike Levakroi, Shalaylam. Make a time a little bit earlier than the end of the night. What does that mean, like Rashi says? Rashi Elom Rabbi Yechanan, Loi Teimo Chetzi of Lekach, V'Chetzi of Lekach, don't say like we said until now, that up until Chatzos, that's the mitzvah should be burning, and after Chatzos, that's when the mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshen first starts. No. Elohochi Doros, just the way we should dash in the Psukim HaKotiv. That Hechsha Kol HaLayla, Dein Lihak Torah, She'ein Mu'cholin, it's taka true, both dinim apply the whole night. So whole night is Kosha Lak Torah to burn the meat. If the meat was not burned up completely through and through, you're allowed to let it be burning the whole night. And Bein L'Harom, Hu Adin, Mitzvah Harom, also you have the whole night. If you want, you could start doing the Harom Sadeshin, take off a shovel full of the ashes at the beginning of the night. Im Yesh Deshin Mu'chol, if you have Deshin Eshes that was already Mu'chol, already burnt up completely, you could do the Trumas Sadeshin from that. V'chatzois, the Oist Ichul, how come we had the Gemara in Zvochim, that's Mashma, it's totally in Chatzois HaLayla, that if the piece of meat fell off the Mizbech after Chatzois, you don't have to put it back. But if it fell off before Chatzos, you have to put it back. So Rashi says, that's talking about the Evorim Shemoshlo Be'mor. That we're talking about if the fire got a hold of the piece of meat. Shemoshlo means the fire went all around, all over the piece of meat. It didn't burn it through and through yet, but the fire got a hold of the whole piece of meat. So Mehochi Nafka, that Mimashma Shenema Be'aktora Kol HaLayla, Al Moito, is any day a Shat HaBoika Kriya Layla? Don't we know that up until the morning is called nighttime? Why does the Pasuk have to say, Kol HaLayla Ad HaBoiker? Uma Tam Loima Ad Boiker? Why does the Pasuk say Ad Boiker? It means, Tein Hashkom HaCheres Levokri Shalayla. Make an earlier time for the night time. What does that mean? Boiker Shalayla Hu Alois HaShachar. Like the end of the night, the Boiker, the morning of the night, really is Alois HaShachar. For Nosan Nukha Kosev Boi Boiker Acher. The Pasuk says no another end like to the night. Loima. From this time onwards, you don't have to burn the piece of meat anymore. Now, usually ad boiker means the end of the night. Boiker means erlus hashachar, when it starts to get a little bit light. Erlus hashachar. So that we would have known without the word ad boiker. Why does the Pasuk say ad boiker? To tell us there's an earlier time. There's an earlier time to the night that they say like the Din HaKtorah ends. So what does that earlier time mean? We don't know what the earlier time is. So the Svarah is put up by Chatzos. Chatzos Laila. Hilkach. Hoyo v'chol ha-laila koshel ha-roma kova chomim z'man ha-akir l'fisho v'chol yoyim l'nefisha kabonas. So the Svarah is like this. That really, both mitzvahs apply the whole night. You could burn the Evorim the whole night if you want to. You could make Trumas Hadeshim the whole night. We're not dashing the word like Ad Chatzos says, the mitzvah Trumas Hadeshen first starts from Chatzos V'Elech. No. Trumas Hadeshen is kosher kol halayla. If you want, you could do it at the beginning of the night. You can make the Trumas Hadeshen. If you want to, you could let the piece of meat, put it on the Mizbeach, let it burn the whole night if you want to. These two halachas apply to the whole night. Now that's what the Gemara in Zvachim says, that if the piece of meat falls off after Chatzos, you don't have to put it back on again. That's a new drasha, because the pasuk says Ad Boiker. What does Ad Boiker mean? That tell us there's another Boiker to the Laila. The usual Boiker means Erles HaShachar, when the night really ends, when it comes Boiker. The pasuk says Ad Boiker. Tell us no. There's an earlier time to the night when you could end the mitzvah sreifa if you want to. That means if the meat falls off the mizbeach after Chatzos, you don't have to put it back again. But that's a din stam in any meat. That moshlo b'mor, if the fire went over that meat, so if it comes off after Chatzos, you don't have to put it back again. Ma'ashen came new meat that you didn't put on the mizbeach altogether. If you want, you could put it on there the whole night. You could burn it the whole night. If you want to, you could do the true masadeshin the whole night. Like that with dashening, both mitzvahs apply the whole night. You could burn it the whole night if you want to. And if you want to, if you have deshin there ready, you have ashes from before ready, you can make now the true masadeshin any time of the night time. So there's no steer to our Mishnah, to the Gemara in Zvachim. Our Mishnah says, by Regolim, there was a purpose to make the true masadeshin earlier, before Chatzos, make it after the first third of the night, you're allowed to do it. I think Gemara in Zvachim says a lashon of Chatzos, that's a different halacha. The mitzvah sarama applies the whole night. But there's a new halacha. Any piece of meat that was moshle b'amor, the fire, like, got a hold of that piece of meat, after Chatzos, that's from the pasuk boiker. Tain boiker l'layla, you don't have to burn it anymore after Chatzos. So Moshe Silkach, therefore, v'chol yom every day, tormen es ha-mizbech v'kriyas ha-gever. Usually, we used to make the mitzvah truma when, early in the morning, the kriyas agever, when the vekka, the person to wake up the kohen, would start yelling to wake them up. Either right before the person used to wake them up, or else right after. Sagit, because that was enough. You had enough time the rest of the day to do the avodah, so you didn't have to start doing the truma sedeshin earlier. B'yom HaKippurim, Ma'ashenki, when it came to Yom Kippur, Diko Chusha the kohen gadol, like the Kohen Gadol is fasting and he has a lot of work to do, so he's going to become very weak on Yom Kippur, so we want to let him do the Avodah as soon as possible. So Me'el Avdina Mechatzos. Therefore, we let the Kohen Gadol start to do the Truma Sedeshin Mechatzos Alayla. He shouldn't have to wait till the next morning first. Maybe he'll be a little bit tired already. So we let him start doing the Mechatzos Alayla. Because like we just got finished saying, the mitzvah Truma Sedeshin could be done throughout the whole night, even at the beginning of the night, if there was a purpose for it. So on Yom Kippur, the purpose is, let him start doing it at Chatzos. Let the Kohen Gadol come to the Mizbeach and take a shovelful out of the ashes from the Mizbeach and put it on the side of the Mizbeach. That's the mitzvah Truma Sedeshin. Over a golem, but on the Gimel Yom Tovim, the Nefisha Yisrael, or Nefisha Kabonais, that the whole Klaisol used to come to Eilu Regal, whoever was in the parish of Eilu Regal, and they used to bring Kabonas, Eilish Ria, Korban Chayva, Shalmi Chagigah used to bring, Shalmi Simcha. So there's a lot of kabonas that the Yidden used to bring. So me'el avdina me'ashmeres harishonim. Therefore, the kohanim used to come early in the morning, after the first third of the night, and then they would make the truma sedeshin. Today, to be able to let all the Yisraelim go in there and start to get ready to bring their kabonas. So Rashi says the nefisha kabonas means v'rav hadeshin b'mokam hamarocha. Nochav shat, that since there are a lot of kabonas brought, so there must be a lot of ashes on the mizbeach. And you have to take the deshin to the tapuach, the middle part, like an apple there. After you made the truma sadeshin, then the rest of the ashes, if you had too much, you would put it to the side. You put all the ashes to the middle tapuach. For tapuach ulgal, that was like a mountain, like a round ball. That's where they used to put all the ashes. So since there's a lot of inyanim to work with the ashes on Yom Tovim, therefore they used to start earlier to do the Truma Sedeshin. They would do it at the end of the third part of the night, even though it's before Chatzos, because like we came out now, there's no din that has to be done after Chatzos. It could be done before Chatzos also. So therefore, by Yom Tovim, it was a purpose to do it earlier. Hitoni taimo lehoiso kriya sagever magas. That by the time the Vekka used to wake them up in the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Tovim, the whole Azorah would be full of Yisrael. They would be there ready to bring their Karbonos. So therefore, there was an inyan to do it earlier. For the Gemara, my Kriyas HaGever, What does it mean, kriyas hagever? Who's called the gever? The shouting of the person. So it's a machlokes. Like the vekka, the person used to wake them up in the morning. Rav lama kora gavra. It means a person. There was a man there, somebody mamuna, and waking up the kahanim. Rabbi Shelo oma kora tanagurlo. It wasn't the person. The tanagol, the rooster, used to, when he used to start screaming, that used to wake up the kahanim. So it's a machlokes. What does kriyas hagever mean? Gever also means a tanagol. So it doesn't mean mamashu was a tanagol, or it doesn't mean it was a gavra, was a person. So that's machlokes Rav and Reb Shelo. So the Mara Rav iklo liyasod Reb Shelo. It once happened that Rav went to the city, the town of Reb Shelo. Loyheve amoiro lameka molei de Reb Shelo. Then Reb Shelo, he used to give the drusha, and they didn't have an amoiro, a maturgim, somebody to interpret the drusha in front of Reb Shelo. Usually the darshan used to say it over in Hebrew, lo, and then the maturgim, the interpreter, would say it over loudly at the language they would understand. So it came this time, Rav Shelo was given a drasham, he didn't have an amir in front of him. Is kom Rav alei? So Rav came in there, and Rav took over, Rav interpreted the drasha and said it loudly in the lashon they understood. V'kom aforish, my kriyas hagever. Now when it came to Rav Shelo, instead of the drasha, spoke about the kriyas hagever, so Rav explained, what does kriyas hagever mean? Kor hagavra, that's what Rav said, l'shitosai. Rav holds kriyas hagever means a person used to be a vekka, used to wake them up. So Rav explained in the drasha, that's what it means. Drashi become a foreshays, krus hageva koragavra. Nofule betecha drasha, shelocha shlo Reb Shelo, krus hageva. It came down in the middle of the drasha, Reb Shelo, when he was whispering low to Rav, he told him, say krias hageva. Loshen ivri, he used to say it over loshen ivri, vultirgam larabim krua koragavra. Now when he explained it, Rav, he said, oh, you know what it means? It means that a person used to wake them up. Is omale Reb Shelo. So Reb Shelo argued and said back to Rav, Vulema ma kora tanagola. How come you don't say like I hold? Why don't you say it means the tanagol used to wake them up? The rooster, the call of the rooster used to wake them up. Omale, so Rav answered back, Oviv luchori zemer. That means a flute to a chori, to free people, is a nice instrument, is a zemer. It's an instrument that can make nice music. Whereas the free people enjoy the music. They appreciate it. Masheken lagardoi le mekablu minei. Masheken lagardoi, a person who works with skin, a tanner that works with the skin, he doesn't appreciate the flute. Him, it doesn't mean anything. So Rashi explains, lagardoi le kablu minei. Boi to gardoim, if you bring this flute in front of the people that work with the skin, lesheru le olachela lehem, loyhuch shav yeneim, they don't like it. They don't appreciate the music. Or Moshel was an example, Kolema. Pirizesh prashti lefnei sorim rabim. Tom rabbi slemichu biyodi. Afsha prashti lefanecha shena godu kamoisom leki baltoi. As Rav says, I explained this pshat already to a lot of big gedolim, that krus gevri means a person. And now that I'm saying it only in front of you, Reb Shelo, I should change my mind. Like, it's meant to say, like, if the gedolim liked it, so I'm not going to change because of you. Is kihevi kiim no olei the Rabbi Chia, because Rav said like this, that it happens at times that I was in front of Reb Chia, on a farishna, and I explained in front of Reb Chia, my kriyas hagever, what does it mean, this loshen kriyas, the call of the gever, and I explained, Rav said, kora gavra, it means that a person used to shout in the morning to wake them up, v'lo yom aliv leimidi, and Reb Chia didn't say anything to me, mashma Reb Chia is also maskim, that is the pshat, kriyas hagever means a person used to wake them up. So Rav had a time to Reb Shelo. The Yarta Martelin, you're telling me you, Reb Shelo, Eima Kora Tanagela. You want me to say over that it means to say the rooster used to call. As I said in front of Choshev people bigger than you, and they will ask him to me, I'm not going to change now because of you. Is Omalei Mar Niyu Rav? Neinach Mar. So Mar Hu Rav. Rashi Shatu Rogul Lakum U Latargim Lefnei Reb Chia Shudaitcha Neinach Mar. Means lech v'shev v'chvoitcha. Sheni k'day shtei mutugmoni. In other words, he meant to say nechnami. Reb Shelo said, go back, I don't need you. If you don't want to interpret the way I want you to, go back. Omale, amre yinshi, I tigras le puts omre. So Rashi says, Ye'i tigras le puts omre. Means in iskarto eitzel odom lemleches yoim. If you're hired by somebody to do a work for that day, kol malachos yitlo lecha. anything he tells you to do, even if it tells you to comb out the wool, she melechas noshim, it's work that women do, oisala, you should do it. Afani, me too. That's what Rav answered back. Like, even though you're telling me go home, Rav says no, but since I started ready to do the job today, I started to interpret to you, I'll continue. Let me finish off today already. Rashi, you always put somebody up and you don't take somebody down. Rashi, blay maridin. That's what Rav Tainid. Like, since I started to interpret the beginning of your drasha, so now if you want to take me away, who are you going to have? Somebody else. That person is not going to be as great as me. So you're going to have a less person finish it off. That's not nice. The klal is malin b'kodesh b'lay meridin. You don't start off with a big person, end off with a small person. So therefore Rav says, I have to finish off. They can't let me go now. But the point of this is the machlekes Rav and Rav Shela, that what shots from Krus Agever, does it mean a person, or does it mean the rooster? More Tanya Kavosei the Rav, Tanya Kavosei the Rav Shela. We have a right to both of them. Tanya Kavosei the Rav, have a right to Rav. That Givini Chorus, we had a morning in Shkolm about this, that Givini, this person, he was the Chorus, he was the Vek, he used to wake them up in the morning. So you see, Klo was the person that did it. So the more Mao Oimer, what did they used to say? Omdu Kahanim Labodaschem, get up, all you Kahanim, to do the Avodas Hashem. O Levim Buduchonim, Buduchnochem. Yeah, but you scrub a mamadechin. For how you koilo nishma besholosh parsois. This person Givini has such a strong voice that his voice was heard away. Three parsois was heard. That's how far his voice was. And maisa be agripa samelech. Shaw yebo baderech. He was once traveling on the road. For shoma koilo. And he heard this voice of Givini waking up the Kahanim. The gimu parsois. He was three parsois away from the base of Migdish. And he heard him waking them up. When he came back to his house, he was so astonished with that voice. He sent them presents for this. He was so astonished with it. So Rashi says, Givini Koruz, Givini Hamachrus. This person, Givini, he was the one who used to wake them up. Yeah. So Moraviyafa became, even so, even though we say that Givini the Koruz, the Vek had such a strong voice that was heard three pasoyas away, you should know, Koyin Godol, Mishubach Mimenu. The Kohen Godel had a louder voice. His voice was heard even further than three pasois. The Yom Amar we learned, O Kivar Omar, Ono Hashem, Venishma Koyleb Yerichoi. When the Kohen Godel on Yom Kippur would scream out, Ono Hashem, it was heard even Yerichoi, which was done further away. The Rashi Kivar Omar, Ono Hashem, Kivar Pam Achas, So Yemaisa, Shoy Kohen Godel, Misvada Apora B'Yom Kippurim, V'Yon Omar Hashem Chotosi, Venishma Koyleb Yerichoi. And they heard the Kohen Gadol's voice all the way down in Yerichoi. The Yomer Rabbi Barachon, Omer Rabbi Yechonon, Mi Yerushalayim Yerichoi Yud Pasoi. It's not only three Pasois, but here it was 10 Pasois away. So Kitsa, the Kohen Gadol had a stronger voice than Givini. And Vaita, the Yafagav, the Hocha Iko Chusha, here the Kohen Gadol was fasting, he was weak. The vekir in the morning, he didn't have to fast the night before, so he wasn't so hungry. Here it's by daytime, and the vekir is still early in the morning. In the morning, in the nighttime, you hear the voice much further than in the daytime. The Yomer of Levi, how come in the daytime you don't hear your voice as good as you hear it by nighttime? Your voice travels far further at night than it does by day. Why? Because by daytime you have the turning of the sun, it's like cutting through the rikia, like a sword that saws through an arrow in a cedar tree. That's how much noise the sun makes. So since the sun makes a lot of noise throughout the daytime, that's why we don't hear our voices to go so far. Because at night, because by daytime you have the sun traveling. Fahai chirgo d'yimoma loishmei. And this chirgo drashi, vo apserlas hanisuris. In other words, that the apserlas that comes out of the soaring, vo nira v'omod shochama d'yimoma mamish. That he could see mamish in the daytime, but the name is loishmei, that's his name. Drashi kain shimoi loshin ein.
Hey, we're saying now in the daytime, the sun is like soaring through the Rekiyah, and maybe the dust that comes out of this, you can see in the daytime. And the name is Loi Shemei. Vainu the common Nebuchadnezzar, that's what Nebuchadnezzar said in the Pasuk. V'loidayim Arya Kilo Chashbinan. That Kilo, like this law, this dust that comes out by the daytime, that's what you're Chashav like. Turn around, Ilmolei Galgo Chama, if not for the fact that the sun is like soaring through the Rekiyah in the daytime, making a lot of noise, Nishma Kerl Hamuna Sharaimi. In the daytime, we would also hear all the tumult that's going on in the kingdom of Raim. It's by the big palace there, places that make such tumult there. If it wouldn't be for the sun's noise, the whole world would be able to hear what's doing in Rome. V'yamolei Kerl Hamuna Sharaimi, if not for the noise, the tumult that's going on by the Romans, Nishma Kerl Galgo Chama. We would also be able to hear the voice of the sun. So the kids, one cancels out the other one, but the kids in the daytime, there's a lot of noise going on. Turn around, Shalosh Kerlois Holchoi Holchin Misoifoilam Viatsoifoi. There are three different voices, Kerlois, that travel from one side of the world to the other side. Misoifoilam Viatsoifoi Vielohein, Kerl Galgochama. Really, the noise that the sun makes in the daytime when it travels goes from one side to the other side. The Kerl Hamoina Shiroimi, and the noise from the tumult that goes on by the government of Roim. The Kerl Nishma Bishash Yoitsam in the Kerl Nishama. At the time when the neshama leaves the guf, also such screaming then, such noises then, that voice is heard from this side of the world to the other side of the world. And the yeshayim some say af later, even when Elisha gives birth, also those kerlos are tremendous kerlos. The yeshayim some say af radiyah, even radiyah. So Rashi says, who's radiyah?